Ms. Vaughn, what kinds of people would you have at a wedding?
Your relatives and close friends.
And who would be the people, the names of the people, so there'd be a man that would always stand with the groom?
The best man.
And the bride might have several girls with her?
Well, she has bridesmaids, but then the head one is the maid of honor.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the ceremony after a wedding?
A reception.
Would you ever hear that called a shivery or
mm-hmm. That's when they dance. And up in New Jersey, my sister's boy married a girl from up there. Mm-hmm. And she went up to the wedding, and she said she never saw anything like it.
Uh-huh.
They're Polish people,
mm-hmm.
and keep up the Polish ways, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the dance, chivalry, and everybody that danced with the bride had to pin a dollar on her
hair.
And she said it was really nice. Uh-huh. And they furnished all the food, because they didn't have caterers, I guess, that day time. And she says those people baked and cooked for days ahead.
Is that the largest wedding that you've ever been to or heard about? Or
yes.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you read in the paper about larger ones.
Mm-hmm. If you had a friend who was staying in, well, if you had a friend and a friend in Atlanta, you might say, I was visiting my friend
in Atlanta.
If you have a friend who stays at the home of the Browns, you might say he lives
with the bride's people.
They didn't arrest, there was a party or something and the police came because it was too loud. You might say they didn't just arrest one or two of them, they arrested them.
They arrested all of them. They taken them all in is the common expression.
The children say school at 4 o'clock. School blank at 4 o'clock.
They get out of school at 4 o'clock.
The children might say, when does school again?
Begin.
A boy that left home to go to school but didn't show up, you'd say that he
missed his best friend.
And sometimes if a boy is supposed to go to school and he doesn't go to school, but he tells, you know, in the morning he leaves and tells his mother he's going to school, what would you call that?
Okay.
You go to school to get an
education.
After college, you might go on to, after high school, you might go on to
college.
Somebody left a note on my
desk.
The classroom has new
furnishings.
Mm-hmm. And each child has
his own desk.
And all the children sit at
sit up.
Uh-huh. Sit. You'd say all the children sit at.
All the children sat at their
at
their desk.
Mm-hmm.